Supporters of the Yemeni revolution have been taken to the streets of Yemen for over a year and a half, demanding an end to the 33 years of government corruption, which has plunged Yemen into being one of the poorest countries in the world. Since the early stages of the Yemeni uprising, the demands of the Yemeni people have thundered in the streets, calling for the fall of the regime and an end to the U.S. and Saudi intervention, which they accuse of being the main root to 2 years of steady decline. However, till now, the demands of the revolution have not been met. This, as many revolutionaries accuse the new government and the new president of falling short in meeting the demands of those who yearn for radical change in the Yemeni political structure.
The government should submit its resignation. If it fails to do so, the president should banish it because it's failed to improve the current political situation and has failed to meet the demands of the Yemeni people.
Arif Al-Kasabi, a member of the Southern Unified Youth Committee, says the current situation in Yemen is a result of having the country's affairs in someone else's hands.
Saudi Arabia and the United States are and have been the main roots of the problems which Yemenis have been through for many years. The situation in Yemen cannot improve unless it becomes truly independent in its political affairs. Therefore, President Mansour Hadi needs to cut all political ties with Saudi Arabia and the U.S.
Ahmed Abdullah, also known as the Living Martyr, one of the youth protesters who survived a near-death experience after being shot twice by regime forces, says the youth protesters did not put their lives on the line just to reach a political stalemate.
We came out to express our demands of the revolution. However, they have not been met till this day, and the situation has actually deteriorated. Power has been cut off, and oil prices have gone up.
While the overall situation in Yemen remains unclear, some Yemenis feel that the latest presidential decrees, which have begun the reconstruction of the armed forces, is a step in the right direction. Question now is if the new Yemeni leadership can withstand making decisive political changes while sharing powers with members of the previous regime.
UN envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, has stated that strong sanctions will be imposed on any government or military official who tries to hinder the process of power transition. The UN envoy's latest remarks come a week after President Mansour Hadi issued presidential decrees which initiated the reconstruction of Yemen's armed forces. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.